Chingy seemed like the best rappers in hip-hop, but after 3 albums were released, he kind of disappeared. So what has happened to them? Today I'm going to be discussing his history and where he is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Born Howard Bailey, he grew up in Walnut Park, St. Louis, Missouri, a neighborhood he has referred to as the Bad Blocks. He began writing lyrics when he was 9 years old and recording raps when he was 10. He was originally known as H-Dugs and was in the St. Louis group Without Warning on 49 Productions with MGD and My Spit. They recorded What's Popping Off together, which became a local hit. H-Dugs and Augustine also recorded a music video for the song. H-Dugs later chose the alias Chingy, a slang term for money. He attended McClure North High School in Flossom, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis. During high school, he was known to his friends as Howie, as he continues to prefer this name among close friends and family. Ludacris and his manager, Chaka Zulu, were quick to sign Chingy to their fledgling Disturbing the Peace label. The up-tempo southern hip-hop track Right There gained a lot of popularity, peaking number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. His debut album was released on July 15th of 2003, called Jackpot, on Disturbing the Peace. Unable to secure a distribution deal through Def Jam, Ludacris negotiated a deal to distribute the album through Capitol Records. Guest appearances included Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, Murphy Lee, I-20, Raindrop, T-Boy, A Playa Circle, Trina, and Jermaine Dupri. Fueled by Right There, Jackpot produced the hit One Call Away featuring Jay Weave and Holiday Inn featuring Snoop Dogg and Ludacris. The album was produced by St. Louis production crew The Track Stars. The album was received well by critics, and within a year of release of Jackpot, it was certified platinum by the RIAA. On November 16, 2004, he released his second Power Ballin' through Slot Around Records and Capitol Records. The album peaked at number 10 on the charts and featured the hit single Bala Baby that featured guest appearances from R. Kelly, Bun B, Lil Wayne, Lil Flip, Janet Jackson, David Banner, Nate Dogg, and the Ghetto Boys. Power Ballin' sold over 1 million copies and received a platinum certification by the RIAA on March 21, 2005. He was also one of the George Lopez episodes as himself. If you don't know what George Lopez was, he's a comedian and he had his own show in the early 2000s. The 8th song from his album, I Do, is featured on the soundtrack for the 2004 video game Need for Speed Underground 2. On September 19, 2006, Hoodstar was released. The album featured Mr. Colly Paul, longtime collaborator Jermaine Dupri, Timbaland, and Manny Fresh. His summer single Pull Me Back, featuring actor R&B singer Tyrese, will find him back on top of the Hot Rap Tracks chart and help Hoodstar debut at number 8 on the album chart. The following up single, Dem Jeans, featuring Jermaine Dupri, fared worse, although the album didn't go gold. Our singles from Hoodstar were Brand New Kicks and Hands Up. But unhappy with the way he felt Cowboy was promoting the urban artists, in 2007 he jumped ship and returned to DP Records, which was by then a part of the Def Jam family. When asked upon his move, the rapper said, "I don't think Cowboy really know how to work urban artists. They're really stuck on pop and they didn't know how to market me." Hey or Lover was Chingy's 4th studio album. The album featured production for Scott Storch, Timbaland, and Kool & Dre. The lead single, Fly Like Me, featuring Amiri. The album was released on December 18th of 2007, featuring appearances from Ludacris, Bobby Valentino, Seth Jones, Trey Songz, Rick Ross, and Anthony Hamilton. The album debuted at number 84 on the Billboard 200. Like, seriously, don't sue me, guys. I'm sorry. Selling 30,000 copies, making it Chingy's first album to not crack the top 10. Hail and Love was now released in the UK, marking Chingy's first album not to be released in the country. In 2012, Chingy announced he was working on his fifth studio album called No Risk, No Reward. DTP was set to be released sometime in 2012, but as of June of 2016, it continues to be delayed due to the lack of funding. Superhero featuring Full Deck Music Group artist Chris Woodhouse was purported to be the first single from the album. Chingy then announced that he will be releasing a mixtape, Jackpot Back, which was released on March 3rd, 2012. Currently, Chingy is working on his upcoming EP titled Chingonology, which was released later this year. In spring 2013, he announced that he became a practicing Black Hebrew Israelite and released the video for King Judah. This was Chingy's attempt to follow a moral agenda and denouncing mainstream rap. Major media outlets in Australia and New Zealand leak information about a new Chingy collaboration. Watch the World featuring New Zealand-based Asian model/singer Lucy X Lucy Zhu. The track produced by Chris Lau is rumored to be featured on the upcoming compilation album released in 2014. The single was released on November 1st, 2013 to iTunes and radio. The song reached number 2 on the iTunes Urban Chart in both countries, with a video to follow in the coming months. He signed to Universal Music Group distributed label Bungalow Records, making it his third time recording under the Universal umbrella. In 2019, Chingy will participate in the Millennium Tour with B2K. Chingy is a very good rapper, but he has some problems with his label. But to this day, he's always one of the best rappers in hip-hop. So, could we see a full-fledged comeback from him? We'll just hope for the best. And that's it for Word of Now. Do y'all miss Chingy? But mostly, do y'all think there could be a comeback from him? Because I certainly think so. I mean, what was your favorite Chingy song that you ever heard from him? Let me know by sending me voice messages. The link is in my bio. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!